Mounted Police and APCs Deployed as Act 4 of Yellow Vest Protests Unfolds. By Chris Tomlinson on December 8, 2018. A total of 615 Gilets-Jaunes, Yellow Vests, have been arrested in Paris so far, with 508 of them remaining in custody as French police attempt to lock down the streets of Paris and make preventative arrests to quell potential violence. This story is receiving regular updates as events unfold. Update, 1:30 p.m. EST. Paris has returned to a state of calm according to French media, as mayor of the city Anne Hidalgo took to social media to declare the violence deplorable. Dozens of traitors have been victims of the rioters, in many neighborhoods. Once again, it's deplorable, she said. Update, 12:35 p.m. EST. New reports indicate that around 60 people required hospitalization as a result of the protests in Paris today, mostly with minor injuries. The number of injured is down sharply from last week, when 162 people required hospital care. Update, 11:51 a.m. EST. New arrest figures for Paris show the number of yellow vests arrested by police has risen to 737. At least 55 people are said to have been wounded so far in the violent clashes, including three police officers. Update, 11:40 a.m. EST. Around 400 yellow vest protesters have been arrested in Brussels, Belgium, and one police officer has been wounded. A policeman was wounded in the face and was taken to the hospital, but he is not in danger, said Ilse van de Kerry, spokesman for the Brussels Capital Police Zone. Protesters in the Belgian capital are said to have attacked police with paving stones in and around the area where European Union buildings are located. Update, 11:23 a.m. EST. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has condemned the French authorities' use of violence against the yellow vest protesters, saying, "Disorder reigns in the streets of many European countries, starting with Paris. Televisions, newspapers are full of images of burning cars, looted businesses, the most violent response of the police against protesters." The Turkish leader, who arrested thousands of his opponents following a failed coup attempt in July 2016, mocked European politicians, saying that the continent had failed in terms of democracy, human rights, and freedoms. Update, 11:05 a.m. EST. Clashes between protesters and police have also been reported in Bordeaux, according to Le Figaro, who say that protesters were seen to have thrown Molotov cocktails at police in the Pays Berlin Square. Update, 11 a.m. EST. Update, 10:38 a.m. EST. The number of arrests is now approaching 1,000 according to Le Figaro, which reports that just over 950 people have been arrested and 724 placed into custody across the country. According to a police source, the vast majority of arrests, 651, have taken place in Paris. Update, 10:30 a.m. EST. A video of riot police shooting a yellow vest protester with a rubber bullet has gone viral on social media, being shared over 7,000 times on Twitter and receiving thousands of comments. Update, 10:26 a.m. EST via Associated Press. Clashes have broken out between yellow vest protesters and police in the port neighborhood of Marseille, in the south of France. An Associated Press journalist saw the fighting break out at midday at the port, one of the city's main tourist sites. It was not immediately clear whether anyone was injured. The yellow vest protests started as a revolt against a gas tax increase but have since grown to envelop an array of grievances against living standards and President Emmanuel Macron. Update, 10:10 a.m. EST. French newspaper Le Figaro reports that a journalist has been wounded by a yellow vest protester and has claimed that violence toward journalists by the protesters is much more intense than at previous week's events. Multiple cars have also been set on fire along the Boulevard de Carrousel, according to BFM TV. The police, who are out in the city in full force, have made the arrests during the morning and early afternoon, in which has been a much more proactive approach than in previous weeks. Among those arrested are 20 members of the far right and extreme left who have made calls for violence, BFM TV reports. Weapons have also been confiscated from yellow vest protesters, including items such as paving stones, slingshots, hammers, and other items that have been deemed weapons. On Friday, police arrested two other men in Montauban after finding a cache of 28 Molotov cocktails and three improvised explosive devices. following the orders for a general mobilization. The French police are also backed up by armored personnel carriers, which have also been spotted in Paris and have been used to clear barricades. Initially, the Yellow Vest movement was sparked by a rise in fuel taxes, but even after French President Emmanuel Macron repealed the tax, the protests have continued, with many calling for him to resign from office entirely. Some protesters have also begun to discuss other issues facing France, which is the UN migration pact that is set to be signed in Marrakech on Monday. Former French Legion General Christian Picamal was spotted at the protests wearing a yellow vest and giving a speech about illegal migration on the Champs-Élysées. So far there have been no major incidents of violence or property damage, but shop and restaurant owners on the Champs-Élysées were seen in the early hours of the morning to have erected wooden barriers in an effort to prepare for more massive incidents of vandalism. This story is developing. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.